Only one man has the particular set of skills to lead Police Squad and save the world. The Naked Gun 2025. It's an hour and 25 minutes. It stars Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr., Pamela Anderson as Beth Davenport, Paul Walter Hauser as Ed Hocken Jr., and Danny Houston as Richard Crane. I consider this film an homage to the old Naked Gun films starring Leslie Nielsen, and those were great. And this one was great too. I had my reservations about it. The way the film began was basically outlined pretty much in the trailer, and that was actually fairly funny, if just not utterly ridiculous. This little girl walks into an active bank robbery and then pulls her mask off of her face and stands up, and it's Liam Neeson, but that was really funny. The film doesn't take itself seriously. There it cracks jokes just like in the old Naked Gun series. That's what made this film so great. It was funny and it wasn't overly long. An hour and 25 minutes feels just about right for a film like this. And I really enjoyed the film. I laughed a lot during watching it. The film had an estimated budget of $42 million and this was its opening weekend, and so far it has grossed worldwide $28.5 million. Which to me means it's a successful film. Like I said, the jokes were funny. It was a great homage to the original. Unlike Happy Gilmore 2, it doesn't feel like a complete waste of time, and didn't feel like the writers phoned it in at all. For those reasons, I give The Naked Gun 2025 3 stars.